You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your hosts, Maria and Jim Wells, brought to you by Empire Antiques in Sylvester, Georgia, Destiny Fitness, Five Star Nutrition, Crunch Fitness, Wintersville Fitness, Fit Mix, Valdosta Bike Center, Valdosta Health and Wellness, and Max Fitness of Warner Robins. Now, here's Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Well, hello and welcome to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Jim, it's been a while since we've been here in the studio.
It's been a while, but I'm glad we're back.
Yes, I am definitely glad we're back. We have had a bout of sickness, and the COVID got us pretty bad. And we are just now coming back around from all that and back on the air just in time for Thanksgiving and the Christmas giveaways.
Well, I'm glad we recovered in time for these big holidays.
Oh, absolutely. Got family coming in for Thanksgiving. I'm sure a lot of y'all do, too. You know, we'll be talking about, we've already had one Thanksgiving dinner at the church last week and started on the Thanksgiving food. And now we've got more food coming up this week. So what are we going to do about eating all these high calories and all this inflammation in our body and staying on top of our game?
Well, I think we're going to have to eat the right foods sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. That's it.
It's hard to be perfect at holiday time, you know. But, yeah, we can keep an eye on it. And also, you know, we're going to have to do what we do, and that is, you know, get plenty of exercise.
Right.
And burn off some of these calories.
That's right. And drink plenty of water to help flush out. Because, I mean, you got all these great cakes and pies and pecan pies and pumpkin pies and cakes and these rich dressings and casseroles. But they're just all so good, and we don't get to get that but just a couple of times a year. So yep. I'm going to have to indulge.
Yep, tis the season.
Tis the season. So we're going to be talking later on the show about inflammation in the body and how eating the wrong foods or eating the right foods can help that, Jim. So that's going to be part of our show tonight, as well as Justin Little will be calling in from over in Moultrie, Georgia. He had a big bench press competition over there, a big meet that we intended to go and cover, but we got the COVID and could not go. So Justin's going to be calling to tell us a little bit about what happened over in Moultrie, Georgia with that. And with us being sick, there was two major bodybuilding shows that we missed.
Right, right. You know, We did. We missed a lot. We missed a lot. We unfortunately, couldn't help it, and wish we could have been at some of these events.
That's right. The Monster Classic was down in Lake City, Florida. They had a great time. Congratulations to Mike Matassa and Tony Curtis for all their great efforts down there. I heard it was a wonderful show.
As usual.
And, of course, Lee Haney had a great show as well. November the 12th.
That's two good ones right
up there. In Atlanta, and we missed both of them due to illness.
Yeah, good shows and good people.
Absolutely. So we are really, really sorry that we missed those things. But let's say hey to Carrie McKinney. How are you, Carrie? Thanks for joining us tonight. Sam McCord, good to see you joining us here live on Facebook Live. But coming up February the 18th, and I'm going to talk about a little bit about this because huge, huge event. The MPC Southeast Bodybuilding Health and Wellness Expo in Atlanta. It's actually in Lilburn, Georgia. It's coming up February the 18th. And the Georgia MPC is sponsoring this event. And it is for competitors, Jim. It is for vendors. It is open to the public this year, the first time. We're going to have over 80 vendors.
Wow.
All of the people that, all of the promoters in Georgia and Florida and some from other states will be there. We will have a table there representing MPC Night of the Gladiators. A huge event. Rachel and Steve Payne are helping to put this on along with the Georgia MPC. We'll be sponsoring some things for that too. We'll be there. So February the 18th, you need to go online and register for it. If you're a vendor, you can register to be a vendor, or you can register to just be a competitor, or just register to be a spectator and come. But open to the public, first time ever. We've been to this before several years in a row now, and it's just growing exponentially year after year.
And we had over 30 vendors at Night of the Gladiators, so maybe we'll see some of those same people up there at this event.
I hope so. I think
it'll be nice to see them again.
I think we really will. Yes. And so if you're interested in that, go, you can go to my Facebook page. I think it's on the NPC Night of the Gladiators, and I posted about it February the 18th, and you can go and register for this event. Carol Montgomery, thank you for Empire Antiques. I know she thinks I've forgotten about them too, but with this sickness, we're back online here again, going strong, Carolyn. Hope y'all are going to have a great turnout. We'll be at their sipping stroll over in Sylvester coming up in December.
Well, maybe we can get some Christmas shopping done.
Yes, well, I'm sure that I'm going to get some Christmas shopping done over there at Empire in Sylvester, Georgia. Thank you for joining us, Carolyn. Well, tonight we've got some Christmas giveaways too, Jim.
We sure do.
We've got six bags, I think, over here, and we're real excited. But they're going to have to answer some trivia questions about Christmas and Fit Talk.
That's right. That's right.
And then they can call in at 241-1059 and win the prize. And we gave away a bunch of prizes last year, and we're starting a little bit earlier this year.
We're just getting started because we're going to continue doing this
every week through Christmas. We're going to be giving away a bunch of cool little things, gift cards. Today, I think we've got T-shirts, towels, gift cards, even a makeup bag and some Christmas socks. We'll be giving away some Christmas, some gym memberships and tanning memberships later on in December, compliments of the local gyms down here in South Georgia. So just a whole kind of goodies.
So there's a song, The 12 Days of Christmas. I guess we're going to have about 6 weeks of Fit Talk Christmas.
Yeah, I guess we are. But, you know,
giveaways.
That's right, giving away. You know, I think it's fun. It's, you know, people like it. It causes them to listen in and know what's going on. And we have, from all of our sponsors, you know, throughout the year, they all just about give something. So it's pretty exciting because, you know, they can win something for free and something worth something.
Right, and people who win are introduced to some really good products. And so it's good exposure, too, for our sponsors and the people who donate prizes.
That's right. And all they have to know is some things about Christmas and some things about Fit Talk. Like, they have to know who are the hosts of Fit Talk Radio.
I think I know that one.
Well, you know, I think last year we asked that question, and I think somebody stumbled, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I think they stumbled about. Derek, hey, thank you for joining us today on Fit Talk. We are just so glad to be back on the air. And Mike, thanks for holding it together while we were gone.
Not a problem at all. Glad you guys are back.
Yeah, we are too. I tell you why, that sickness has not been fun. Not been fun. Well, we'll take a commercial break, and then we'll come back, and we'll start talking about some things. And I think Justin Little's going to be calling us at about 6:20 tonight and letting us know what happened over at the bench press meet over in Moultrie, Georgia. So we look forward to that. And let's just take a commercial break, and we'll be right back after this. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
For all your gifts and collectibles, come by Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester, Georgia. We have over 25 vendors with a wide selection of furniture, antiques, glassware, home decor, and handmade lotions, soaps, and air fresheners. Like and follow our Facebook page, Empire Antiques Sylvester, to stay informed of all sales and new items as they arrive. Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Well, hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Jim, just so many things we missed being sick, but you know, trying to get back on the air. Megan Wade has now taken up the managerial position at Destiny Fitness in Tifton. She is back. We're excited about that. Fit Talk Magazine is working on that to get ready for the new winter edition of Fit Talk Magazine coming out in the middle of January. So that's very exciting.
Right. And, of course, you know, we had a concern about that because of what happened to our friend down in Fort Myers, Florida.
Right.
Tell them about that.
Yeah. My graphic artist out of Fort Myers, with the hurricane, it took her home and her two vehicles. Mm-hmm. And was very, very concerned about her. She now has got a new place to live and started working just recently. But, you know, those people are still, see the mad face, are still, you know, battling that. I mean, even in Daytona here recently, it's been pretty bad. But Michelle Thompson, good friend of mine down in Florida, and I thank her for what she's doing. And I hate that she went through all that, Jim.
Well, and you know, prayers go out to all of our friends in Florida who are affected by not one but two hurricanes already.
That's correct. That's correct. So, but yeah, Michelle will start working on the magazine, and I'll be at liberty to tell them next show when our who's going to be on our front cover and back cover, and but we'll have find a trainer page. We'll have gyms of South and Central Georgia. We'll be talking about the gyms in, and each gym will get a small area to write about their gym and what they have to offer. So that's going to be a new section of the magazine. We'll also have highlights from MPC Night of the Gladiators in August, have pictures for that. We'll have skin talk. So Michael, hey, thank you for joining us. And so Fit Talk Magazine, the winter edition will be out in January. Well, Jim, you know, recently I went to the doctor and he said, Maria, you're eating up with inflammation. And he gave me two shots, one in my back and one in my SI joint. And, you know,
that's your Sports Illustrated joint.
Yeah, my sport. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the side of your hip, in case you don't know.
I didn't.
But it's the side of your hip. And, you know, so when he told me that, and, you know, I can tell when my body's not right, you know, when something's not right. And, you know, people just don't realize what inflammation can do. I mean, it can do some terrible things to your body. And I'm thinking about eating all this Thanksgiving food, this sugar, and all this stuff is just not good for inflammation.
No, it's not. And, you know, there's two kinds of inflammation. There's acute inflammation and chronic inflammation. And, you know, inflammation is the body's natural response to injury and infection.
Right.
The immune system triggers inflammation to send blood to an affected burn or cut or something to protect it and heal it. So inflammation can be a good thing. That's the acute inflammation when it's short-lived. It does its job,
right,
and then it's gone. But then when you got chronic inflammation is the longer lasting, and that's the type of inflammation that you want to get rid of quickly.
And it can take over your body, and it's just about taking over mine in just every area, your gut. I mean, it can affect anything in your body.
Right. And, you know, could even cause other problems, lead to conditions like type 2 diabetes, for example.
Right. And it has in my case. Yeah. You know, I'm fighting sugar right now because of it. You know, and it's such a – you think about it, it really can be a simple fix, Jim. It's based on what we eat.
Yeah, that's a lot of times that's it.
It's based on – if it's not an acute injury – you know, it's based on the foods that we eat. And, you know, sugar is just so, so bad for you. Processed foods, things that, you know, that if you have a gluten intolerance, if you're gluten intolerant or if you have celiac, you know, you certainly don't need to be eating any kind of processed food.
Yes. Some of the foods that can actually cause inflammation, the chronic inflammation, the bad kind of inflammation, red meat. And
yes,
you mentioned processed food, like processed meats, including bacon, hot dogs, lunch meat, cured meats, but also refined grains, white bread, white rice, pasta, breakfast cereals. Also snack foods like chips and cookies and crackers and pastries, and also sodas and sweetened drinks.
And fried food.
And fried food, and also alcohol. And if you think about it, if you have a mixed drink with, say, whiskey and soda, you're getting a double whammy because you got the sugar from the soda and you got right. The alcohol.
Now, they say wine, you can have up to 2 glasses of red wine, and that can help reduce inflammation.
Right.
But, you know, that's within a reason, and it's a certain type of wine where you have, because it has antioxidants in them, and yeah, that's why it helps. Americans, and I say Americans, you know, we eat our food and we love our processed food and our fast food and our junk food and our sweets. And I mean, that also can cause obesity, heart disease, as well as inflammation. And the older I get and the more I have to go to the doctor, I know you think I go quite a lot. You know, the doctor, you know, keeps saying the same things over and over again. You know, watch your sugar, exercise, drink plenty of water. I found out I was chronically dehydrated, did not realize it, that I had just not drank, and I thought I was drinking enough water, you know, my whole life, but I was not. And then I think about when I was younger, how I used to just drink pure Cokes all the time. I mean, I would drink 6 or 8 Cokes a day.
Wow.
And no water. You know, when I was in my early 20s, because I was a Coca-Cola. I loved Coca-Cola. You know, a lot of sugar. Aubrey, how are you doing today, girl? Good to see you. Good to talk to you. But, you know, inflammation can really, really harm the body if you do not get it under control and cause many, many diseases.
Right. Some signs. Yeah. Some of the signs of inflammation in the body would be, you mentioned digestive issues, also joint pain, raised glucose levels, high cholesterol, and weight gain.
Absolutely. Had all that. Mm-hmm. Had all that. You know, your body will tell you when something's wrong. I ate something wrong yesterday, and I don't normally eat pizza, but I did, and I can tell. All right, we've got a caller.
Hello, caller.
Hey, this is Justin Little. How are you guys doing?
Justin Little, how are you? Thanks for calling in tonight.
Well, how are you guys?
We are doing great. We are doing great. We are just so sorry that we missed your event a couple of weeks ago due to our sickness. We've been talking about this. Tell us a little bit about what happened over in Moultrie a couple of weeks ago, Justin.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I coach at a gym over in Moultrie, Georgia called South Georgia Barbell. It's owned and operated by a gentleman by the name of Matt Cannon. We opened in 2020, and we hosted a USA powerlifting competition. So we are affiliated through the USA Powerlifting Federation. We hosted an event for 56 lifters to come showcase their strength in the squat, bench, and deadlift. We had a really good time. We had a really good turnout. We had some huge lifts. We had some people qualify for some national events, and something that we've done on an annual basis for the last 2 years, and we're looking to continue putting it on year after year to, you know, let these folks down here in South Georgia showcase their strength.
Well, listen, so this is your second year, is that right?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
The second year, and this will be in the fall every year. Is that the game plan?
Yes, ma'am. Our intent is for the first Saturday of November to always be the South Georgia Barbell Brawl is what we call it. And so, yeah, we're looking into 2023 right now, looking for ways to possibly expand this to make it an even bigger event. We started out with 42 lifters in 2021. We expanded to 56 lifters in 2022, and we may look to expand it quite a bit more into 2023.
It sounds like it. Sounds like it was an awesome event. We hate that we missed it. Now, you had some lifters that qualified for nationals, right?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. We had a young lady by the name of Cassidy Rotolo who put up a massive total. She's in the 67.5 kilo weight class and put up a 340 kilo total. So you think about that. I mean, that's almost four times her body weight in the total. So she qualified for the 2023 USA Powerlifting Collegiate Nationals event at our meet. Just an amazing lifter, great attitude, very intense young woman, very professional young woman. Very excited to see her compete on the national stage next year.
Wow. Mostly you're talking about men, but now you're talking about a young lady that's lifting. How old is she?
Cassidy, I'm looking at her profile right now. I believe she's in the junior category, meaning that her age range is from 20 to 23. So she's a young lady. She's from North Georgia that traveled down to come compete. We had, out of our 56 lifters, we had 19 female lifters come and lifted our event. You know, our event hosted, lifters from the age of 14 all the way up into their mid 60s. So we had quite a range.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we just hate we missed it so much. We were in the throes of COVID that weekend, just in a bad way, and could not make it. But I mean, that's what Fit Talk is all about, Justin. We need to stay in touch. You need to keep us abreast of what's going on. And when you get your date for next year, in your facility, you know, please let us know. We'd love to, maybe for y'all to somehow coordinate with us for NPC Night of the Gladiators and come and have a table, or whatever, at our show, at our bodybuilding show. We need to coordinate and do some things together. So, well, and what was one of the big lifts from one of the men?
So we had a gentleman out of Statesboro, Georgia by the name of Josue Hernandez. He is in the 120 category, 120 kilo category. deadlifted 290 kilos as his last attempt. And I'll tell you this, I was very shocked to see that lift go up so easy. So we're talking 290 kilos, roughly 640 pounds. Young man's 23 years old and just made it look like a warm-up weight. I mean, didn't even struggle.
Wow.
He's still young. He'll just keep getting stronger.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, there's some extremely strong collegiate athletes in the state of Georgia. The state of Georgia's USA Powerlifting Federation has continued to grow year after year, and it's just amazing to see. You know, there's some people that are walking down the street, and you might be walking by them in the grocery store, and you might not look at them and think they're strong, but when they step on a platform, they can flat out perform and really execute some amazing lifts.
Well, it sounds like that you have started this event and it's growing annually, and sounds like it's just a great event. We hate we missed it. We're going to put it on our calendar, and God willing, we'll be there next year.
Awesome.
Now, if somebody wants to know more about this, Justin, they want to get involved, especially down here in South Georgia, tell them how they can get involved with you and with this powerlifting meet.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we're all over social media. Our gym has a Facebook page, it's South Georgia Barbell. Instagram page is South Georgia Barbell. I run our powerlifting side of the house. I'm our head powerlifting coach. I run an Instagram page that's SGB Powerlifting, short for South Georgia Barbell Powerlifting. We're located at 105 Roland Drive in Moultrie. Or you can email me at sgbpowerlifting@gmail.com. We can talk. You know, like I said, we're affiliated with USA Powerlifting. We are a USAPL Silver Certified Regional Training Facility, meaning that we have USAPL certified coaches and referees inside of our gym coaching and programming athletes. So if anybody's interested in training or getting involved in USA Powerlifting, they can definitely reach out to me personally, or they can drop by the gym and talk to any of our coaches or any of our staff members to just get their name down on paper and come check our facility out and see what it is we have to offer. We're kind of a multi-purpose facility. We offer Olympic weightlifting through USA Weightlifting. We offer powerlifting through USA Powerlifting. We offer functional fitness. So we're not just strictly powerlifting, but that is definitely a part of our gym that's really starting to build and grow and pick up a lot of traction.
You're the only facility in this area like that, are you not?
Yes, ma'am. We are the only certified facility. Probably within about 250 miles, you'll find if USA Powerlifting has a map of their certified regional training facilities. There's one in Warner Robins. There's quite a few in Atlanta, but you get, south of Warner Robins, we're the only place until you get down into South Florida. So we're trying to make a name for ourselves as a quality gym and a quality event where people can come and showcase their strength or come and train with us and, let's try to get all strong together.
Listen, Jim and I certainly understand that. And I think this is great, great for South Georgia. That's what Jim and I have been trying to do with bodybuilding. You get south of Atlanta, there's no bodybuilding competitions except MPC Night of the Gladiators,
Right.
So working together, I mean, building this here in South Georgia.
Create opportunities.
Absolutely. And kudos to you for doing this and for putting it together. Jim and I need to come over there to Moultrie and just do a sit-down interview and a Facebook Live with y'all just to see the facility and see what all you have over there.
Right.
Because it sounds like you've really got it going on over there. We don't need to wait till next year to your show for sure. But I'll say hi to Alan Sizemore. Thank you for joining us. And Patty Hodges, thank you for joining us. Well, Justin, hey, anytime you have anything that's coming up, anything going on, just feel free to give us a call and tell us about it and let us know what's going on. And as soon as you get these dates and times next year, let us know. And Fit Talk Radio will be there to help you out, to cover this event and to help you out with that.
All right. I appreciate it so much. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for calling in. I don't know who keeps giving us a bad face.
Quit doing that, Mom.
Okay. Well, that was Justin Little from over in Moultrie. Sounds like he's got it going on.
It does.
It's exciting.
And it sounds like that was a great competition over there.
Oh, I hate we missed that. It just seemed like we missed so much just being sick those few weeks there.
There was a lot going on that period. Yeah,
a lot going on. All right, so we're talking about inflammation in the body. What are some signs of the inflammation, Jim?
Well, we mentioned digestive issues, joint pain, high cholesterol, weight gain. These are all signs of inflammation in the body.
Well, now how can we get rid of it? What helps that inflammation?
That's a good question. So one thing is stress and anxiety can worsen inflammation, and so figuring out how to cope with stress. And, you know, different people do that different ways, right? So maybe you want to walk or run or do yoga or meditate, whatever helps you cope with stress.
Well, you know, the doctors asked me about that. Was I under stress? And when I was younger, I was under a lot of stress, you know, and we had all these gyms and all these children. But I just don't have a lot of stress anymore.
Oh, that's true compared to once upon a time.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, you know, that's not a problem for me. But a lot of people are. I mean, these working mothers, I was just over visiting with some people at the gym, and they're working mothers. They've got kids in school, teenage kids. I mean, oh, my gosh. They're working, 65 hours a week, trying to raise a family, trying to take care of a household, a husband, and get their kids to different things. That's stressful.
Well, you know, it might have something to do with, I mean, not just you or just anybody. It could have something to do with your sleep also. Sleep is the driving force behind our immune systems, which controls our inflammatory response. So without adequate sleep, it may be near impossible to reduce chronic inflammation.
Right. Now, and I know I feel better when I do sleep good. When I sleep good, I can get up and go and do things. And when I don't sleep good, it's harder, especially the older we get.
Yeah,
I keep telling you need more sleep, Jim.
And I'm sure I do. That's true. For the longest time, I just always felt like I could, and I could get by on 4 or 5 hours of sleep per night. But you know, I probably could when I was 20 something or 30 something or maybe even 40 something. But you know, now I'm none of those. So maybe I need
now
seven.
60
maybe
something.
Maybe I need 7 or 8 hours. Not yet. Don't rush it. I'm almost to that big 6-0.
Hey, we're going to have a big 6-0 party for this little fella, because he's going to be the big 6-0 in December.
But yeah, you know, I probably do need 7 or 8 hours of good sleep now.
I need more like 8 to 10 hours.
Oh my goodness.
I like my sleep a lot.
So another thing that you can do is to eat anti-inflammatory foods. Now, we listed some of the foods, you know, that can cause inflammation.
Right.
So, what do you want to eat?
Well, you want to eat blueberries.
Yes.
You want to eat salmon. You want to eat fruits and vegetables, green colored foods, spinach. Now, I'm juicing because Christian and Alex, my son and daughter-in-law, so sweet, gave me for my birthday, I believe it was, a juicer. Mm-hmm. And man, that thing is so good. You can put all your fruits, lemon and apple and spinach and celery and cucumber, and squeeze it through that juicer. And then I can sprinkle turmeric in there, mm-hmm, and drink that and get some great antioxidants from juicing like that.
Sounds good. So, to reduce inflammation, you want fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, nuts, some fatty fish oil, and olive oil.
Yep.
Those are all helpful in reducing inflammation.
And you can use... You can put turmeric and sprinkle it on anything. I even put turmeric in my dressing the other day. You didn't know that, did you?
I did not.
Yep, sure did. Put it in the dressing. And, of course, any of your fatty fish, your salmon, very good for helping with inflammation.
So you mentioned turmeric. Supplements to reduce inflammation. Turmeric, fish oil, ginger, vitamin C, all help to reduce inflammation.
Yep, I put turmeric and ginger in my juicing. So, yeah, been doing that. Very good. Very good. Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back, and let's start giving away some stuff, Jim. You want to?
Woo! Yeah!
Woo! It's exciting. All right, you stay right with us. We'll be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordial, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. There for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
For all your gifts and collectibles, come by Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester, Georgia. We have over 25 vendors with a wide selection of furniture, antiques, glassware, home decor, and handmade lotions, soaps, and air fresheners. Like and follow our Facebook page, Empire Antiques Sylvester, to stay informed of all sales and new items as they arrive. Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Jim, we've got some giveaways, and they got to answer the trivia question before they win the prize. And then they can call 241-1059 and answer the question and win the prize.
All right. Well, let's start with a Christmas trivia question. How about that?
And this is for a Fit Talk black t-shirt.
All right, for a Fit Talk t-shirt. First caller with the right answer. And the question is, all right, so we all know about Scrooge. What is Scrooge's first name? What is Scrooge's first name? That's the question. First caller with the right answer wins the prize. And
what is Scrooge's first name?
Mm-hmm.
241-1059. That is the number to call, and you can win the prize here. We also have a Fit Talk magazine in there along with a T-shirt, and we've got a caller on there.
Go ahead, caller.
His name is Ebenezer.
You're right. His name is Ebenezer Scrooge, and what's your name?
My name is Devin.
Devin, all right. And are you from Valdosta area?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right.
I'm listening to your radio station every night.
All right. Well, Devin, we're going to ask you to pick up your prize at Black Crow Media here in Valdosta, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for listening in, Devin. Well, Bill Osborne, good to see you. Kurt, Allen, how are you? Bill, hope everything's going well at the morning drive. I listen in when I'm awake.
Yes. Good evening, Bill and Kurt Krause. Thanks for tuning in. Want to go another one?
Yep.
All right. Trivia question number two. Call in, win a prize. Area code 229-241-1059. And the question is?
We've got a gym towel, a Fit Talk gym towel, and magazine.
And to win that, answer this question. Which of Santa's reindeer comes first alphabetically?
Oh, I'll have to think about that.
Well, don't say it out loud there, Maria.
I won't. This is kind of like Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune that you like.
But we do have a caller, right? All right, caller, you got an answer for this. What reindeer is first alphabetically?
It's Blitzen.
You're right. It is Blitzen. Very good. And what's your name, sir?
This is Franklin.
Franklin, are you in the Valdosta area?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, Franklin, we're going to ask you to pick up your prize at Black Crow Media here in Valdosta.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you for playing and thank you for listening.
All right, Jim, I've got some gift cards from Chick-fil-A.
Oh, nice.
A Fit Talk magazine and some sweet treats in this bag.
All right. And to win that, answer this trivia question. The movie Miracle on 34th Street is based on a real-life department store. What is that department store? Miracle on 34th Street. Wow, we got a caller already. We got smart listeners. Go ahead,
yeah,
caller.
Maybe. Hi, Macy's.
It is Macy's Department Store. Congratulations on your Chick-fil-A cards. And what is your name?
It's Larry Mercer.
All right. And are you in the Valdosta area?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. We're going to ask you to pick up your prize here at Black Crow Media.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for listening.
Well, we're just trekking right along here tonight here.
Yeah. I think next week I'm going to have harder questions. These people are pretty sharp.
Yes, they are. All right, we've got a blue Fit Talk towel and Fit Talk magazine.
And the question is, in which U.S. state would you wish someone Merry Christmas by saying Mele Kalikamaka. Mele Kalikamaka.
Are you saying that right?
That's how you would wish someone Merry Christmas if you were in which U.S. state? Mele Kalikamaka.
I think I know that.
All right. That's area code 229-241-1059.
Robin Smith, thank you for joining us. Good to see you.
And let's see now, what about Thursday, Thanksgiving? What's the plan for Fit Talk?
We won't be here. We'll be having Thanksgiving.
Okay, that's a good plan.
Caller, you're on the air?
Go ahead, hello? Caller. Hello. Hey, Mele Kalikamaka, what state?
Hawaii.
Of course,
Hawaii.
That's Hawaii.
Yes.
Yes. Congratulations.
Yes.
And what's your name, please?
Gloria.
Gloria. And Gloria, are you in the Valdosta area?
I am.
All right, we're going to let you pick up your prize at Black Crow Media here in Valdosta, Georgia.
Thank you,
Gloria.
Thanks for playing. Thanks for listening.
All right, we have a Fit Talk tank top, and it's a glitter shirt. One of my favorites.
Okay, so this looks like a ladies' tank, right?
Yes.
And what color? What color is that?
It's melon. Melon.
Melon.
Melon color.
With some bling on it.
Yes.
All right. Well, bling rhymes with Bing. So the question is, what Bing Crosby song is the best-selling Christmas song ever? What Bing Crosby song is the best-selling Christmas song ever? That's the question to win the ladies' tank.
I know that one.
So, speaking of Thanksgiving, Maria, what's on our menu?
Jim, we're going to have dressing, honey baked ham, smoked turkey, squash casserole, cheesy potatoes, grape salad, sweet potato casserole, sweet potato pie, Italian cream cake, caramel cake, snowball cookies, chocolate covered peanuts.
Oh my goodness. Can we have it tomorrow?
No, not tomorrow. I'm still cooking it, but I'm working on it. We were going to have a Thanksgiving feast for sure.
Well, we won't let the dog eat it this year.
No, we told that story. The dog that stole Thanksgiving was, what, about 3 years ago?
Yeah. My wife made several dishes, and she said, okay, now put these in the refrigerator outside. You know, we have an inside refrigerator, which was full, so take some of this to the outside refrigerator. Well, that was not working. It was on the fritz for some reason. So okay, we're going to use this big cooler. So we put it in the cooler, but the lid didn't close very well, and the dog got into it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And the dog ate our Thanksgiving dinner.
Hey, we got a caller.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what Bing Crosby song is the best-selling Christmas song ever?
White Christmas.
You got it right. Congratulations.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
And what's your name, caller?
Steve.
Say that again, please.
Steve.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And Steve, are you in the Valdosta area?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we're going to let you pick up your prize here at Black Crow Media in Valdosta.
Thank y'all very much.
Thank you for listening. Well, Jim, we've got one more. And it is a blanket and some warm fuzzy socks and a Fit Talk magazine. Warm fuzzy socks and a blanket. This will be fun as we get colder this week.
All right, one more. Well, let's make this a fun one. Let's make this a fun question. According to a popular song, when did Grandma get run over by a reindeer? According to a popular song, when did Grandma get run over by a reindeer? 229-241-1059.
And this will be the last Christmas giveaway tonight. And we have got so much more. We've got so many more. Week after next, we'll be starting early on the giveaways because all my sponsors are calling me and giving me prizes. And this is going to be some fun things. But so I'm excited about that. And it's kind of cool. I think this is fun.
All right. Chef Larico Johnson, thanks for tuning in. Hey, we got a caller. Let's see if the caller has the right answer. What do you think, caller?
Walking home from my house on Christmas Eve.
Grandma got run over on Christmas Eve. You're right. In that classic, Christmas classic. Congratulations. And what's your name, please?
Graydon.
Can you spell that for me?
G-R-E-Y-D-E-N.
Okay. And are you in the Valdosta area?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to let you pick up your prize here at Black Crow Media in Valdosta. Congratulations, okay. And thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. So congratulations, Graydon. Nice little prize there.
Nice little prize for Graydon. Congratulations to Devin, to Franklin, to Larry Mercer, to Steve, to Gloria.
All winners tonight,
right here on the Fit Talk Christmas giveaway. It's very exciting. It's put me in the mood now, Jim, for the Christmas spirit?
Well, that doesn't mean you're going to shop more, does it?
Yes, it absolutely means I'm going to shop more. And you know what? It's so much fun, y'all, because, you know, used to you had to go to the store to shop. But now I can just sit on my couch and shop on my phone and go to Amazon, and they send me all these things from Bath and Body Works and Buff City Soap, and I can just sit there and mm-hmm. order all the stuff. It's a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah, I think you can even do like the Black Friday deals online.
Yes, you can.
Which is a great idea. But it is. It's much safer that way.
Yes, because I have been in some Black Friday situations years ago.
Oh, I have seen some funny things on some of those Black Fridays.
Oh, my gosh. The belts, I'll never forget one year. The boot section of belts. Mm-hmm. Those women were $19.99 for boots. And those women were going crazy over those boots. Crazy.
Yeah, you said they were... Boxes flying everywhere, boots fly. People were getting hit in the head with boxes and boots and everything else.
You know, so, and then you have Cyber Monday where you get great deals. So people have already been bombarding my email and text messages with all kind of good deals. It's getting pretty convenient. And the older I get, I like convenience, and I like sitting there on my couch in my loungewear, being comfortable shopping and spending your money.
Well, I was going to say that all sounds good till you got to that last part.
No, so I was spending your money.
That's part of it. We don't mind when you're buying gifts for someone and making people happy. Because what else are you going to do with your money that's better than that?
That's
making
right.
people happy.
That's right. Well, I'm just so glad that we're back on the air tonight. It just feels good to be here, Mike. Just so glad that you could be here with us. And even though we'll miss next Thursday, we'll be back here in December, hopefully, God willing, and doing much better and looking forward to a great 2023.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Anything else on inflammation before we close out the show tonight?
Well, let's see. I think we have pretty much covered that. You know, we talked about the different kinds of inflammation, the good kind and the bad kind, acute versus chronic. And we talked about foods that can cause inflammation and versus foods that can help reduce inflammation. And not only foods, but, you know, other healthy lifestyle choices that can help with that problem. So I think that's pretty much a wrap on inflammation. Hope everybody learned something.
Absolutely. Move your body. Cut back on those high inflammatory foods. Drink water. And even though we're going to eat some great dishes for Thanksgiving and for Christmas, you know, eat it in moderation. And then make sure that you flush it out with some good water and get back on your routine after the holidays.
That's right. And we'll be talking about, you know, these topics throughout the holidays, but
sure.
But that's right. You know, common sense ideas like moderation, and, you know, even though, yes, the holidays are busy and there's travel and family, but don't abandon your exercise routine. You know, even if you get sidetracked for a day or two, don't get discouraged and just give up. Get back in there. Get back on the horse.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's ulcerative colitis, whether it's anything that I've had wrong with me, the doctors say the same thing. Move your body, drink your water, and stay away from certain foods. I mean, that's just the repeat that I've been hearing. So there must be something to that. I mean, you know, obviously.
Well, you know, every once in a while, your doctors get it right.
Every once in a while.
Even though you go argue with them every time. So, no, they'll tell you, I ain't doing that. I'm like, why are you paying the doctors to go so they'll tell you what to do and give you their good advice that they went and got all that education for, and you just have, nope, I ain't doing that. Here's what I'm going to do. You're so hard-headed.
They're practicing medicine, and I'm not as hard-headed as you. You won't even go to the doctor. You'd be dying before you go to the doctor.
Well,
at least I'll go. At least I'll go to the doctor, because if I get sick or something hurts, I'm going to the doctor.
I'll take an aspirin and walk it off.
Yeah, that's about what you do. That's about right. I'm going to come home one day and find him. He'll be, you know, not with me anymore. But listen, thanks all of y'all for joining us tonight. For those callers, Jim, that called in and answered the trivia questions, so much fun. All those who tuned in, Bill Osborne, Robbie Smith, Chef Larico, Patty Hodges, Audrey, all the way from one of Robin's up there. And maybe she won't mind me telling everybody, Christina Bryant, IFBB Pro, great friend of mine, going to be helping us with the show next year. So excited. She is moving back to Valdosta, Georgia.
Oh, good, good, good.
She got a job down here, I believe, with the hospital. So I am so looking forward to her being here.
She's an amazing athlete.
Amazing athlete and a great person. Loves the Lord. Just really enjoy her and her sweet spirit. So, again, congratulations to Lee Haney and all the competitors that competed up there in Atlanta last weekend and at the Monster Classic. Again, we missed it being sick. We missed Charles Clark here tonight. I didn't see Charles come up. Maybe he's not in Facebook jail. I don't know.
Maybe. Also, happy belated birthday to Mr. Lee Haney.
Yes, absolutely. And to Vince Crawford, our NPC chairman.
Vince Crawford, yes, absolutely.
They both had birthdays just last week, I believe. So happy birthday to them.
And thanks again to Justin Little. For calling in and telling us all about his powerlifting competition, about that event. We're so glad that event went well.
Absolutely. And we'll be keeping up with him again as he does whatever. I tell you who I'm trying to get and who's doing a strongman competition, and he has promised to be on the show, is Jake Croft, right here, a local boy.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. Jake Croft is going to host a big strongman competition.
Well, those are fun to watch.
Yes. And so he'll be talking to us about that on the air soon. He's teaching school right now, and it's hard for him to get away on Thursday nights. But hopefully after the first of the year, we'll be talking to him. And we'll be and if you watch some of his videos on Instagram and Facebook, I mean, he is very strong. Mm-hmm. He can pick up those big old balls, and it's incredible. So looking forward to having Jake on the show soon when he can get here and tell us all about his strongman competition.
Absolutely.
Well, great show tonight. Jim, thank you for joining me.
All right. And Mike, thanks for being with us and helping us out again this week.
Yeah, anytime. Glad to have you all back again.
All right. Just want to remind everybody, keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA, Fit Talk Radio. Bye-bye now.